I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Thailand's capital, Bangkok, is under emergency rule today following overnight clashes between rival political supporters. Prime Minister Samak Sundaravet declared a state of emergency late yesterday. That move follows months of anti-government protests that hit a new peak last week. That was when a protest group stormed the prime minister's offices. Samak is now in a precarious position as protesters dig in for a long struggle. Simon Montlake reports from Bangkok.
For the last 7 days, Thailand's equivalent of the White House has been occupied by thousands of protesters. They want Prime Minister Samak Sundaravet to resign and say they're not leaving until he does. So far, that hasn't happened, nor have police managed to take back the government compound. All day and all night, the protest goes on. On Monday night, the mood turned darker. Pro-government supporters carrying sticks and slingshots clashed outside the compound with hundreds of their rivals. Gunshots were fired, it's not clear from where, and at least one person was killed. Many more were injured. On Tuesday, Bangkok woke up to the news that the city was now under a state of emergency and that the army was in charge of restoring order. Samak told reporters that it was time for the protesters to move.
We must declare emergency. They must be moved from the government house.
But it may not be that simple. The protesters believe they are trying to save the country from corrupt politicians and that Thailand's king is on their side. They also have some military supporters, and their campaign is about to escalate. Some labor unions are planning a strike starting from Wednesday. Last week, two airports in southern Thailand were shut down by protests, stranding thousands of foreign tourists.
Our next move is that I'll stick to where we are right now. If they want to move us out, they're going to have to use forces to move us out.
Sonti Limtongkun is one of the leaders of the People's Alliance for Democracy, or PAD. He says the presence of so many people inside the compound, including women and some children, is a deterrent.
Because I don't think the army would use brutal force against the people.
That calculation hasn't been tested yet. But the army appears reluctant to take the government's side. It fears taking the blame for any bloodshed. The generals talk of dialogue with the PAD, not sending soldiers to take back state property. Asked on Tuesday if he was fully behind the Prime Minister, Army Chief Anupong Paijinda didn't exactly salute.
You have to understand that there are certain boundaries in terms of governance and administration of the country. We will support the government in that framework. But there is a certain line drawn, and the army will do anything to support the government within that boundary. Beyond that boundary, the army will not be involved in personal conflicts between the government and others.
On both sides of Thailand's political divide, the temperature is rising. Pro-government forces are gathered in a park not far from the PAD camp, and the threat of violence hangs in the air. It may be up to the army to keep the two sides apart, but a final solution to the crisis seems far away. For The World, this is Simon Montlake in Bangkok, Thailand.